One child called out, "Wise old man, what stories do you have to tell us from your many travels?" The storyteller thoughtfully scratched his chin and answered, "My favorite is the magical red flower about the beautiful poinsettia plant that grows in Mexico and is known as the Christmas Eve flower." "Yes, yes, that one," cried the delighted children. They clung to his heavy, ragged cloak, grabbed his hands, and pulled him into the town square, shouting, "We will have a story tonight."
The author, Patricia Ann Reed, who wrote The Magical Red Flower, an Aztec Legend, published on Witch's Corner out of Golden, Colorado. What got you started down this path?
Because a friend of mine gave me a huge poinsettia plant. Poinsettias were not a focus of attention, at least for me, growing up. And I thought, what is that? It is so beautiful. And I kept finding connections along the way. The fact that the poinsettia is such an unusual plant, and finding out that it was named after the American man ambassador to Mexico in the 1800s. Before that, the poinsettia was known as a naturally growing plant in Mexico. And the Aztecs in 1400, we're talking about, prized it and used it in various ways, not only environmentally, but to accompany religious events.
How did you find Daniel Luna and get him to attach his work to your book?
Oh, Daniel. Daniel, I have known almost 20 years when he first was painting on flower pots. And I'm always looking for art objects with wonderful, vibrant colors. And Daniel certainly has that. He composes a picture with a thought in mind, but always adds a quirk. That's what I call it anyway. Aaliyah gives the poinsettia to Emperor Montezuma, but she has to regrow it. The spirit animals in the story drop spiders on top of the plant and cover it with webs to protect it. And Daniel has a mind for this. There are many stories about Montezuma's disappearance after the comet's appearance high above the Templo Mayor. Some say he was killed, either by the Spaniards by his own people who felt betrayed by him. It is said that years later, somehow a group of people arrived bearing red gold poinsettia plants. They shimmered gold unlike any others seen before. Later, the plants grew throughout the town, covering the buildings with leafy branches and beautiful blooms. The plants were said to have healing powers. Who knows?